Blog Talk Radio.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
To Journey into the Light. We are glad that you are here. Our guest, Samaya Wood, is our guest, and she'll be taking your phone calls here for this great hour here on Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio. So all you got to do is call into the phone number. 347-884-8245 is the number, and we'll be glad to put you on there. Hope everybody's doing good this Thursday night we're at now. And we're going to have 2.5 hours straight here. Joshua Darnell coming up next hour from Los Angeles. Always enjoy when Joshua comes on. We'll be taking calls on relationships. And then we have a brand new guest joining us at the 10 o'clock Eastern Time hour. And the show is called Angelville. And her name is Angel, psychic medium, healer, spiritual teacher. From Colorado. So really going to love her too as well. So got a great couple hours for you. So sit back, enjoy. I'll be opening up the chat room in just a minute here so you guys can pop in there and say hello. Maybe put your area code in for faster service. For faster service, press 2. I should play games. And we might do that. We might play if we get enough people in the chat room, we'll play a game of numbers. We haven't done that in a while. So what we'll do is I will pick a number that Spirit gives me, and in the chat room, we will have you guys start picking the number, and the person who picks the number then will be the next caller. How about that? Okay. So hop in the chat room. It's open now, and it's a lot of fun, and everybody has a good time at it. So, and it also directs Spirit who the next caller should be. Really, it does. So, anyway, need to do that more in 2017, right? All right. So, there you go. There you guys got everything. So, let's go out to the Bay Area. Bring in our friend Samaya Wood to the show. Welcome back. Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year.
How are you?
How you? How was your holiday?
I decided I wanted to sing it to you.
Yeah. You sound great.
How are you? That game of numbers sounds really fun. I've never heard it. It's my first.
It's always good to be a first.
I know.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It sounds fun.
Yeah, we did a lot of things here in 9 years you can do, but yeah.
I know, I can only imagine. How are you? How are your holidays? How's your new year so far?
Yeah, good, you know, just holidays, taking some downtime on the radio, which is nice to recharge your batteries, and so we can
absolutely
go for another great year. So, yeah. How was yours?
Fantastic. Everything is good. I'm excited about the new year. I just like new. New feels good.
It does.
It feels, yeah. Dust off 2016. I'm dusting it off my shoulders. I'm ready to...
yeah.
Ready to embrace 2017. Or I have been embracing 2017.
Right, I mean, it's
like
we're already
12 days in. It's like, it's crazy.
I know, we're halfway in the first month already.
I know. Where does time go?
Yeah, I always say in a new year that once you get through January, you know, then the year really starts moving, I think. It just starts clicking.
Yeah, it's fascinating how fast January is flying by already.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Well, we got some callers on the line. You want to go ahead and see what's on people's mind?
Sounds great.
Okay. You sound great there on this new line here. You should stay with that.
Okay, good.
It's more crisper, clearer, louder. It's all good for radio.
Good. Awesome. Good to know.
Yeah. All right. Tell the folks about your class and everything. Group and everything. How's that going?
It's going well. It is called Practical Spirituality Circle, and I was inspired to launch it towards the end of last year. Given how many challenges clients and friends and other folks were having with 2016 in general and all that 2016 brought to our attention, whether it was stuff in the world or with our election cycle here in the U.S. or personal challenges that people were having, et cetera. And people, I was finding, were having real challenges with how to apply spiritual principles and practices to real-world events, you know, real stuff that was going on either in their day-to-day lives with relationships or work or health challenges or things that were going on in the world. And so I created, it's a monthly membership program where we do 4 live calls a month. And it's entirely, the agenda is entirely driven by participants. Everyone can call in and, you know, bring up whatever is up for them, and we talk about it from the perspective of spiritual principles. So, you know, really trying to make it tangible and practical. So a lot of times people can get very much in their heads about spiritual principles, and it ends up being more theory than anything else. And the goal here is let's make this stuff tangible so that folks have really concrete ideas and steps of how they can apply it to whatever is up in their lives. And so if you would like more information, just visit my website, which is sumeyawood.com, and there is a link on the show page. And I have a special discount for Journey into the Light listeners. If it's something that you are interested in, you can just use coupon code JITL savings with an exclamation point at the end. It's savings plural. And that will give you a 16% discount, which I think brings it from $44 a month to $37 a month, if I remember my math correctly. And if you have any questions about it, you can read the description on my website. or feel free to reach out to me through the contact page on my website.
Okay, very good. Links here on the show page, folks. And definitely check it out. You'll be very glad that you did. And let's go to our first caller here in New York, 347. Welcome. Can we get your first name?
Hi, guys. My name is Maribel.
Hi, Maribel. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
Fantastic. How can I help you, love?
Well, I had a question in regarding with career. There has been I have been applying for graduate school, and I have been getting some positive results, I mean responses in terms of interviews, but there is this sense of pending, and I'm not receiving any notifications back or, like, any responses into a final decision. So that's what's worrying me. I don't know if I should be planning for, like, a year off if I don't get it accepted, or...
It feels good, and it feels like there's some inner work that you need to do kind of as you're navigating this process that's going to... The visual that I'm seeing is, like, unlock the gate. Like, I just see a big gate that's just, it's not even locked. It's like the latch is down, so it's closed. And it's like there's some inner work that you need to do. And it feels like, are you questioning, this is how it's coming through. Worthiness is what I keep hearing. Are you questioning whether this is for you or whether you're good enough or whether you can do this, or is there anything like that that's going on?
Yeah, it's basically worthiness because of, you know, just how competitive it is.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm here to tell you, yes, you are worthy. And you need to know that for yourself. And so in this time where you are kind of waiting to hear back, and you said that you're getting interviews and you're going to those, or are they scheduled, or have they already happened? Or
Some have already happened, and some are scheduled.
Okay. Okay, so before you go into the next set of interviews, this is something, you know, this is something for you to dig into. And the one thing I want to remind you of is that you are worthy simply because you are. You are God's beloved child. You wouldn't be here if that weren't true. And that's something that it feels like you really just need to breathe in. And I'm seeing, like, it needs to... Where does it need to go? I'm seeing it needs to go into, it feels like your heart chakra is blocked from receiving that, and your solar plexus and your root chakra. Do you any grounding meditations ever?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So one that I have been meaning to create one to post on my YouTube channel forever, and I keep forgetting to do it, but I'll walk you through the visualization that I do and when I walk clients through a grounding meditation. And it's super simple. Just sit in a chair, feet firmly planted on the floor, and your back straight and fully supported by the chair. And you're going to picture what I call three grounding cords, and they look like little thin silvery cords. One coming out of each of your feet, the chakra that's in kind of the arch of your foot. And the third grounding cord is going to come out of your root chakra. And you're just going to picture them going into through the floor wherever you are, all the way down to the earth, through the earth's crust, and picture them, you know, burrowing deep, deep, deep into the earth until they get to the core of the earth. And then just visualize those cords wrapping around the earth's core. And once they're wrapped and secured, you're just going to picture earth energy coming from the core up through those cords, back into your feet and coming all the way up through your body and out through the top of your head. And then imagine it going back down, down through your body, through those, and just picture a continual flow of energy. And as you are sending stuff down to the earth, anything that you want to release, just imagine that that is going back down through the grounding cords into the earth's core, where it's just being transmuted into pure love. And that's what's coming back up as everything comes back up. So you're releasing everything that's not serving you, and you're pulling back love through those cords and just feeling it flow through your body. And just come up with an affirmation. You know, it could be as simple as, I am worthy because I'm God's beloved child, is what came through. And if that doesn't resonate, you know, come up with something that works for you. But as you are pulling up that earth energy, repeat that affirmation like a mantra. Because it feels like that's really core. And if there's any, the other thing that's coming up to share is a guided meditation that I do have on my YouTube channel. And there is a link, if you go to my website, in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a link to all of my social media stuff, and included there is my YouTube channel. On my YouTube channel, there is a guided meditation called The Garden of Your Soul, and that's all around breaking down your wall of limitation. And it feels like that's really what you need to do, because the worthiness stuff is impacting not just the grad school stuff, but it's impacting every area of your life. And this is really an opportunity for you to just push beyond it. So have a listen to that meditation, because it's all around demolishing those walls of limitation that we create for ourselves, and stepping into the garden of our soul, which is where we do the work that we came here to do. And we need to kind of power through that wall of limitation before we can do that. And that feels really important for you to do prior to your next set of interviews.
Okay.
Does that all make sense?
Yes, totally.
Okay. Okay, you are, like, just trust it. Like, no matter what the outcome is, it's going to be fine for you. And the key, it feels like all of this stuff is coming up as almost like the universe knocking on your door to say, hey, wake up, you're worthy. It's time that you realized that for yourself. So that's your work to do through this journey. No matter what, no matter what happens, you can't not be worthy, and that's something that you need to take in. You absolutely need to take that in and hear that, and just feel it viscerally in your body. Sorry, and one last thing that I'm hearing that I forgot to say: when you're doing that grounding meditation, just pay special attention, you know, as that earth energy is coming up, that love energy is coming up through your root chakra and into the rest of your body, pay special attention to those three chakras that I mentioned, so your solar plexus, your heart chakra, and your root chakra, because there's some stickiness there that energy will just have it kind of burn through. And open those chakras up a little bit more for you, because those feel a little bit blocked.
Okay.
So just focus on visualizing those opening up fully.
And I can use web images to visualize this.
Use whatever feels right, and if you want, I'm sure there's a ton of grounding meditations on YouTube. They may or may not use the same process that I described, but just trust it feels like you're pretty intuitive, so just, you know, trust whatever feels right for you.
Okay.
Cool. Anything else, love?
No, I think that's it. Thank you so much.
Oh, sure. And lots of love and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, Maribel, take care.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. All right. Take care, Maribel. Much love.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great year. All righty. Very good. Well, we had a winner in the chat room. we could use more people to come in there, but we had a couple people picking numbers, and lucky six was picked, and that's the number I was given. So frequency, what's the frequency is the name of the handle of the chat room person that said pass it on to the next caller. So he's going to pass on his gift to the next caller. How about that?
Awesome.
So, if anybody else wants to go in the chat room, we'll start our next number game here once we get to the next caller. So, you can hop on in there and let me know in the chat room if you're ready to go for the next game here. And something fun to do for everybody and get everybody involved and
play
lift
along
some
at home.
Spirits. Yes. I even have the, I even have the bell if someone wins. Here we go.
Nice.
The Price is Right bell.
I love it.
Yeah. I don't have that when the wheel goes around, old Bob Barker. But anyway. We all grew up with those shows, didn't we?
I sure did.
Yeah, right, me too. Okay, well, let's go to the next call then. Let's go to Wisconsin, 414. Welcome. Can we get your first name, please?
It is Felicia. Thank you guys for taking my call.
Hey, Felicia, how are you?
Good, and thank you. What's the frequency for letting me step in and take it in your place?
Well, we were meant to chat, today? Clearly.
Yes.
How can I help you, love?
Okay. I'm good on my position because I have an interview next week at 11:45 on the 19th. I know I'm getting it. I'm awesome at this job, and this is something that God has for me. I've been waiting on this for the longest. But my question is for my son. He had to do appeals. So appeals for school is if you get an IG under a certain amount, like 2.5 or whatever, and you have to appeal to be able to get his GPA, I should say. Then you have to appeal to get to go back to school. They denied him the appeals because we didn't send in documentation saying like a bank statement because he had to write up a synopsis of the reason why he might have fell back and you know, in his grades, and he wrote it up because my husband was out of town during that time, and it was a little straining for us. But we didn't put in, like, his bank statements showing, his checks of showing that he was in a different state. So my question is, if he take all of this stuff to them tomorrow, which they said the deadline was already cut off, and I believe in the Almighty, if it's meant to be, would everything work out for him tomorrow? Because he only missed the percentage by 0.01.
Okay.
His GPA was missed by that much.
Okay. I'm getting a yes, and there's something sticky around it. Let me see if I can get more information. Is there some kind of friction with whomever is managing this process?
I don't even know. I don't know the young lady. Maybe because my son was saying to me earlier today that he feels that the school that he goes to, you have a lot of people who's not interested in doing it, but my son is. And he said maybe that's her attitude or that person's attitude. And once they meet him and see that he is not the type of guy that he really works hard and to get his work done. So I'm thinking that might be her vibe or that could be it because
There's some kind of vibe. Yeah, he feels really wonderful, but it feels like there's something, I don't know if it's between them or somebody else in the decision-making process. Was he going to be taking the paperwork in himself?
Yes.
Is there any way that you can go with him?
Yeah, if he could tell me what time, because I have to go to work, and I guess I have to meet him up there.
Okay. It feels like that would help. Both energetically, because you can go in and be very grounded, because I can just feel that in your voice and in your energy. Mm-hmm. You have a very powerful presence, and it will be a calming presence.
Okay.
And the other thing that feels like it would be helpful is sorry, I'm just trying to get the yeah, like you go in and before you go in, do you like visualize and meditate and
mm-hmm.
and all that stuff? So
mm-hmm.
what I'm getting for you to do is before you physically go in, and you can do this in the morning, you know, as
mm-hmm.
you're getting ready, or tonight before you go to bed, just picture, I don't know if it's a school that you're going to be
mm-hmm.
going into to drop
to
off
college.
The paperwork, college,
mm-hmm.
just picture like that, I don't know if it's the campus or that building, just picture
mm-hmm.
it surrounded in a love bubble,
mm-hmm.
and like feel love from physically going out from your heart chakra and surrounding that place, whether it's the building or the campus, or you know better than I what, you know, what it looks like. But it's
mm-hmm.
it's really about you being grounded in love and bringing that love energy into the process, because it feels like it's been missing. And that's
mm-hmm.
why it's important for you to go and help with the paperwork.
Okay.
For whatever
reason.
I will come. And also, I don't know, this is the practical side of me thinking that since it's a question of the bank statement and all of that, that having a, you know, I think your son is an adult, but having a grown-up,
mm-hmm.
quote-unquote,
mm-hmm.
And they're kind of vouching for whatever this information is, feels
mm-hmm.
like it would help too.
Okay.
And I hope that makes sense.
Yes, it does, and I understand, because there's probably a lot of tension in school too right now.
Yeah.
You have a lot of kids coming back, and
yep.
technically tomorrow might be the last day, and I really want this to go through. And I was going to step back, but then I do self-talk, and then if something pops in my mind that tells me to do it, I know that's my spirit talking and saying, go ahead, do it. And I said,
yeah.
I need to take a break, and I need to go up there with him.
Yeah, and that feels like that will shift things. And your son has a lot of angst around this, and just anything he can do. I have on my YouTube channel, I have some prayers for peace that might end a surrender prayer. And either of those feel like they might help him. Or if he, you know, I don't know if he meditates or if he's into all of that, but anything that he can do, even if it's like a walk in nature or something just to get centered,
okay.
before taking the paperwork in, I think that will just help shift his energy, and bring
okay.
it into a more centered space.
And you say he has aches. Is that what you said?
Oh, no, just energy. There's just, he just feels angst, A-N-G-S-T, like anxiety.
Yes.
Yeah.
He does. And I can see it, and I can feel it, and I can,
yeah.
when I look at him, and I can see it, it's around him. And I understand,
yeah.
because this is lifeline.
Absolutely. I get it that it's stressful, and it will help immensely if he can do anything to let that go before
mm-hmm.
going in, because everything is energy, and people
mm-hmm.
are picking up on, and people are picking up on that, and so it's like people will respond to the energy that they're picking up on, even if it's unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a time for him to step into faith,
mm-hmm.
you know, step out of fear and into faith. And so yeah, any, like, whatever works for him. I don't know what kind of spiritual path he's on, if any. So if he's not as receptive, maybe just telling him to, you know, spend, 10 minutes walking and just centering before doing that. And if he can do like any kind of meditation or prayer or anything like that, whatever he feels called to that will help bring him back to center, I think will help in addition to the stuff that I suggested that you do.
Okay, I will. And I'm on your website now, and I will actually let him look at some of these prayer guidance or prayer for success or things like that so he can help because he does pray.
Absolutely. And then, have a pop over to my YouTube channel to see if there's anything there that calls out to him. It feels like there's a handful of things. He might also like that, the guided meditation that I told Maribel, the last caller, about, the Garden of Your Soul, because it's just a really fun meditation for kind of blasting through our, you know, the walls of limitation that we create for ourselves.
Okay. Sounds great.
Awesome. Anything else, Felicia?
Well, I mean, I feel if you want to look into the jungle, do it, it's fine, but I just feel I got it. So I'm just going to
in,
go with my 100%. That's it.
Awesome. Sorry, Michael, were you saying something?
Oh, I was just saying, I was going to get to the next call here.
Okay.
Callers, but
yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Much.
Take care.
Awesome. Thanks, Felicia. Lots of love. Take care.
Okay. And before we go to the next caller, now, Sumaya, you do private sessions all the time, right? For folks. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So folks that are listening to this, especially in the archive, like, how can I get a hold of her? So how can they do that? What's the best way?
The best way is to reach out to me through my website, which is, again, sumayawood.com, and there is a link on the show page. And if you don't have access to the show page, you're listening after the fact, my name is spelled S as in Sam, U, M as in Mary, A-I-Y-A, last name is Wood, WOOD.com, and just reach out to me through the contact page on my website, and I'll circle back, and we can set something up to chat.
Yeah, very good. Links are here on the show page. Yeah, well, I mean, one thing I learned, and not so long ago, in fact, it was one of the listeners was asking me, does this guest, I don't mean you in particular, but a certain show, it's happened several times, does this guest do private sessions? And it's like, oh, you know, people don't, I thought everybody knew that, and it's like, my guest.
That's a really good point.
But it's like, you know, yeah, so we just can't assume. So we don't assume anything.
I still remember my social studies teachers in high school said, those who assume make an ass of you and me, and it's stuck with me ever since.
Yes, I try to teach my kids that. Never assume. I always tell them, and or about driving, I said, never assume. I always say, shit happens. And now that they're older, I said, you know that, right? Because they always would say, oh, you're such a worrier, Dad. You know, I'm going to be all right. Now they've seen, you know, all the carnage on the roads and everything. So I said, you know that right now, right? And they're like, yes, Dad. I said, okay.
Yes, Dad.
Just because you're a good driver doesn't mean, I tried
everybody else is, exactly.
Right. Like we're expecting some ice in the morning. So I'm telling my son, you're not driving in the morning, okay? I don't care how good a driver you think you are. With ice, there's no good drivers. And you can't, you know, the other driver that's out there slides right into you. And then,
exactly.
Then you wish you'd stayed home. Yeah, so unless you're essential personnel like policemen, firemen, work at a hospital, other than that, you should be able to stay home.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to Ohio, 216. Welcome. Can we get your first name?
Yes, hi. My name is Patricia. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, Patricia. How can I help you, love?
Hi. I'll apologize now. I'm riding on the train home, so you might hear some noise, and hopefully we stay connected.
Okay.
I wanted to find out. She's for about 3 months now. I've been seeing the numbers 1292 Edgewater, either Boulevard, Park, or Lane. I live in Cleveland, Ohio, but that address is probably in a suburb of Lakewood, Ohio. Long
mm-hmm.
story short, I've gone over there. I went there last year, but I went there today because it kept coming up in my mind, and I feel it's my spirit or my higher self telling me a message.
Mm-hmm.
I can't understand what it is. Now, I didn't find that. What I found was 12992, and it's a residential area. I don't know what the message is trying to tell me, but I was obedient, and I went. And I'm just trying to get some clarity on it. What does it mean? Is it my new home, or is this a person? Now, also, while I was walking around to this address, I went in the general area, and obviously I did not go knocking on the door because, you know,
mm-hmm.
what are you going to say?
Right.
I kept hearing, well, the music of a musician that lives here, who's a saxophone player. But anyway,
uh-huh.
I've been praying and, you know, just for guidance as to, okay, is this, what is this? And like I said to the universe, I'm obedient. I showed up. You know, again, I came out. What is it you want me to do or say or anyway?
Okay. So I'm not getting a clear answer.
Okay.
Because what I'm hearing is that it's unfolding, and the divine timing isn't quite there yet for whatever it is, and that's what it feels like. That's why it feels like I'm not getting anything. But what I'm seeing is like a door that, and it's like a residential front door. It looks white. It's whitish, not exactly white, like off white, with a really lovely design on it. And it feels like it's waiting to be opened, but it's not the time to open it. And sorry, I'm just trying to get it in a way that I can understand what's coming through. What it feels like is the action that you took today is sort of priming the pump to open the door, so to speak, that you're being open and receptive to whatever information is really key to getting that door open.
All right.
And part of it is to hold on to it gently, because there's a part of it that feels like you really want to know, and and like almost like you're not grasping at it, but trying to get it. And instead, what I'm hearing is to just allow it to come to you, if that makes sense. And to trust that the information, whatever you need, is going to come at exactly the right time.
All right, I hear what you're saying. All right, well, as I said, I mean, I just kept getting, it's like every week that number would just show up. And, of course,
yeah.
So it's like, okay. So,
and it feels like
it's
been trying to get your attention, right? And so, and it got it, and you took a step.
Right.
And now it's trust that whatever you need is going to come. And it sounds like you're doing this, and I'm getting to say it again, is ask for the information in a way that you can understand A, that you can understand, and B, that if you need to take action, that it's really, really clear what you need to do.
Okay.
And just specifically put that intention out there.
Okay.
And then just continue to be receptive, which it sounds like you are being. And trust that whatever's happening, this door looks really lovely. Whatever, I can't tell what the door is too. I just see a close up of the door. But it feels really promising. And the key message for you right now is just continue to stay receptive. And trust.
Okay. All right. Well, can you tell me if this is job related or if this is residential or it's just what?
It's not job. It doesn't feel job related. It feels personal. It feels personal, and I'm not getting anything beyond that. It just really feels, like the timing is right, and everything that's been coming to you for the past few months has been really to get you to pay attention.
Okay. All right.
Were you not... have you not always trusted your intuition?
Well, probably, a few years ago, but I've certainly as, I've aged and, as I've gotten more mature spiritually, yes, I trust it. And
okay.
Sometimes how it unfolded, it was supposed to be, and then sometimes I felt I was listening to an inner voice or what was being shown to me, and then nothing. So I just didn't understand it, but it's like, okay, I'm really, just tuned into it. So I'm really empathic and intuitive. And
yeah.
And so, anyway.
So what I'm hearing to tell you is what is yours waits for you, so you can't miss whatever this is. And it feels like there was a little bit of that worry going on underneath it, like that you didn't want to miss something.
Right.
And so what is yours waits for you. So you can't miss it. The timing is not right. We were wanting to make sure that you were paying attention.
Okay. All right.
So that as the time is right and for some reason, I'm hearing in very old English, as the time draws nigh, is the way I heard it. you will be ready to receive.
Okay. Would I be able to ask just something else regarding employment for myself?
I will leave that to Michael because he knows how many other callers are on the queue.
Okay.
So I will defer to him.
Go ahead. Yes.
Okay. Good.
I had applied for a position that's in the same city, Lakewood, and it was another message I got, my third eye showing me, and through some other types of intuitive messages. I applied to a place, and I called it's a residential condo building and haven't heard anything, and I don't know if I'm to connect to some person there in a government position.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already called the contact person there at the office, haven't heard anything, and I'm just wondering if I should just find another way to meet this government official and apply to other jobs so that I can start earning an income for myself and, so that I can, move forward and get in my own place and, other things.
So it's not feeling like, let me see, for the particular position, that you applied for doesn't feel like that's going to move forward, or there's just something
feels
about
no
it doesn't
exception.
Feel something about it doesn't feel right.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, I'm just feeling into the energy around it. So something like the entire left side of my body just kind of tightened up, and usually that means receptivity. But when I asked if it was that you weren't receptive, I got, no, it's not you, it's this other person.
Okay.
that they're not receptive, and I'm not getting a clear answer why. Now, this isn't somebody that you know, right?
No, no.
Correct. Yeah, there's some kind of energetic disconnect going on, and I'm not sure what's at the root of it. Well, what just came through is that, and I don't know if you believe in past lives, but there's some kind of past life something that feels like it's kind of got some energetic friction in the works. So all I can encourage you to do with that is send them love. And so, you know, I don't know if you have a prayer or meditation practice.
Yes.
But just every, you know, whenever you're doing it, not with an intention to get something by sending them love. So it's not like you're sending them love in order to get something in return. This
uh-huh.
is just, you're just sending them love.
Right.
And you're just standing in unconditional love.
Okay.
And you're kind of bringing them on the ride with you, so to speak. And that feels like it might shift things, maybe so, maybe not. But to clear up that energetic block, feels like that will be important.
All right. Okay. Thank you for the clarity. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you
so much. All right. Be well. God bless.
God bless. Take care.
Take care. Have a safe way home or where you're going. That was neat. I haven't been on a train since I was a kid. So I was envisioning.
We got to go on the ride with her.
Yes, I felt like it. I did. I closed my eyes and, you know, I heard those noises. I was a little kid when I went on a train. So I don't know what
awesome.
It's like. Hear those, you know, next station and all that. And that's pretty cool for a guy in Oklahoma.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah, we actually have a little train now that goes.
I was just gonna ask you,
south.
Do you guys have
yeah.
one?
We got one a few years ago. Yeah, that I haven't been on it, but it just goes south. It just goes into Texas. That's all it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, it goes one direction. That's it. So if you want to go to Texas, there you go. There's your ride.
All right.
Yeah, you got a lot of trains out there. Oh, what am I?
We have
do,
all
right?
kinds of trains. We have Subway here in San Francisco, and then there's
yes.
regional trains all over for mass
wow.
transit.
Yeah. Wow. You pretty much have to, like, be on mass transit when you go downtown, like parking really bad?
Parking is really bad. I have what's fun is there's a street trolley that I can pick up a block and a half from my house that will take me downtown, which is just fun. They have all these old trolleys from back in like the 40s and 50s. They run up and down Market Street in San Francisco, and they're just fun. That's my favorite way to travel.
Yeah. I said that out of my mouth, and then all of a sudden I thought, you know, all the streets of San Francisco and all those shows with the trains, like, what am I saying? Like, that was stupid. But I never have been there. Let's see here. We can probably take another quick call. 631 area code. Welcome to the show. We get your first name, where you're calling from.
Suzanne, Long Island.
Hey, Suzanne from Long Island. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Awesome. How can I help you, love?
I don't know. I just want to see what you saw with Love Life.
Well, the right side of my body lit up, so that feels really good. That's usually a good sign that shifts are happening, and it feels like there's a change coming in the not. Let me see if I can get timing. It doesn't feel like it's the far, far distant future, maybe within the next few weeks to a couple of months.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it feels
on a blind date
feels,
tomorrow.
It feels really bright and open. Lots of light. I'm not sure if it's with the blind date person for tomorrow. It could be, and I'm not getting a clear answer one way or the other around that. The key is being open and receptive without expectation. And I hearing that very, very clearly. I don't know if that's something that you've had challenges with in the past, of like having expectations and then having your hopes dashed.
Yeah. Do you see somebody, is it somebody new or somebody from the past? Or?
I'm getting not to share that with you, so I'm going to honor that because that goes to expectation.
Okay.
And so part of what is coming up for you is just to be in the moment and enjoy without having any expectations of where is this going to go. Without wanting to have a conversation, like let's say you have a first date that goes to a second date, and without wanting to have the conversation of what does this mean?
Okay.
And this is really important for you right now, is enjoy the moment and just be open to the joy of whatever is happening in that moment, as opposed to, because it feels like you're either looking too far down into the future or looking backwards into the past, and being present is not something that has been your strong suit.
Yeah, you're right. So I'm going to get some dates in order to do that, though?
Sorry, say that again?
So do you think I'm going to get some dates so I can live in the present with them?
I think so. What I'm getting is a yes. And it's and part of it is you being open to, you know, what, you know, the people that are showing up, because there's something tied with the unexpected, in whatever's going to unfold for you, do you get out of the house?
I do, yeah. I mean, I work.
In the house. Are you in the house more than not, like when you're outside of work?
Yeah. I'm trying to get out next week when I meet with the girls for lunch and go to a comedy club, and I go online trying to meet people.
That's important. Yeah, so that's important. Just getting out of the house and set up, you know, whatever feels right for you, but a few times a week, just make plans to get out of the house, even if it's with the girlfriends or to go. I don't know why the library came up, but the library came up. But just that's just like a picture. But just like get out of the house. Maybe it's a bookstore. You know, so even if it's just to like go to the mall, but just part of it is like shifting your energy to the outside world, as opposed to cocooning, because it feels like you've been doing some cocooning.
Yeah, I'm supposed to go country dancing on Wednesday, then a country, comedy club on Thursday.
Okay, good. So, yeah, so that's important. The your homework assignment is to no matter what you're doing, just be present in whatever you're doing. And because it feels like this next period of time for you is about shifting your focus away from the past and away from the future, so that you can be present now. It's because your attention has been divided, and you have been more focused outside of the present moment, that has kind of kept you blocked off from not only relationship, but it feels like other areas in your life, because you're looking, what I'm hearing is that you're looking in the wrong direction by not being present.
It's kind of with money too. Like, it's tough for me financially, so I can't always go out all the time.
Yeah. And there are things that you can do that don't require money. Right. So like going to the library or a bookstore, maybe that's why a library came up, but like a library or a bookstore as an example, it's something you can wander around and look at the books, and it doesn't cost you a thing.
All right. Real quick. Do you see me getting a new job, or am I going to keep the one I have for a while?
There's plenty of things that you can find to do that are free. Don't always think that getting out of the house is going to hit your pocketbook.
All right, I can go to the library right after work. I can do that.
Yeah, and that's just an example. And maybe that's why it came up, because it was free. But look, I'm sure there's in the newspaper, there are like, you can see things for free concerts or free, other free events, so maybe a lecture or stuff like that.
Okay.
But, take a look at whatever and pay attention to what you feel drawn to. Obviously.
Maybe like a cooking something at the library.
Yeah, wow. Absolutely. There's just, it feels like the most important thing is getting you out of the house and doing things that are fun.
Okay. Right, can I ask real quick, do you see me keeping my same job, or will I have a different one?
We got to go. I'm sorry. Okay. Our show is over.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Hope that helps.
Sorry, Suzanne, but lots of luck. Lots of love and lots of luck to you.
Okay. You want
to take care. Bye.
Can I say something? I guess
I can.
It's my show, right?
No, you can't say anything on your own show.
People know me. They know I'm real. Like, where is the gratitude? Where is the thank you? I mean, that was rude. You don't have to say anything. It's coming from me, okay? I'll take the heat if there's any heat. There won't be any because it's my show. Come on. Hate that.
Oh no, I think
anyway.
It was just getting rushed off. It's fine. It's all good.
Okay. All right, my friend. I always enjoy our time together. And
absolutely.
So have a good week and. Really enjoy it. You do great work. So
awesome. It's always a joy chatting with you, Michael.
All right. Take care, my friend.
Take care. Have a great weekend. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Much love. Bye.
Much love. Okay. We're going to go on to our – people drop out of my seats when I said that. How about that, Bonnie? And Bonnie says to me, my producer, yes, rude. That's what I thought. I mean, come on. Whenever I'm given something, I have to. I don't know where I am. Someone opens the door for me, like at a store or something. I got my hands full or something. I always, more than say thank you, I say thank you. That's so nice of you. And I mean it. If someone does something for me, I am so grateful. So grateful. And... that's all I'll say. But anyway. All right. Joshua Darnell is coming up next. You're going to love him. My friend is coming on from L.A. He's been on the show now in his third year on Journey in the Light. It's going to be a lot of fun. So here we go. We're going to end this show and then call back in, everybody. Okay. Click back in, call back in, and we're going to keep it going.